All right, all you young'uns, come on up front with me. Took Mrs. Kathy a little bit of time to get up here because I had to gather some things. Just a few of you here tonight. A gaggle of girls. Yee-haw, it's cowgirls rule, right? Well, I'm glad you are here tonight. And you know what? Actually, tonight there's a young gal here who's not so young. She was younger than you when she first came here, and she's much older than you right now, and she's here tonight, and it's really good to see her again. You know, God always surprises us with little things, and you know, I need that. I need God to surprise me all the time, and I need that because sometimes I just feel a little lost, and you know, lately I've been kind of wondering, am I really significant? Does God really, really know I'm here? Does he know what I'm going through? Sometimes I feel like those snowflakes outside. Did you guys watch the snow today? Did any of you guys see the snow? Yeah? Yeah. When you saw the snow, what kind of things did you think about?
I was thinking that I wish I could be outside.
Oh, so you were stuck inside when it was snowing. Okay. You know, some of these adults were groaning when they saw the snow.
Hoping that I could go sledding and not get frostbite.
Oh, so you were, yeah, snow, when it's packed together, you can go sliding on it. But it's cold, too, so you don't want to get frostbite.
I was thinking, like, yay, snow, but why this much? It's been snowing all day.
So a little was good, but a lot wasn't so good? Yeah. Well, you know, one of the wonderful things about knowing what's in God's Word, what's in the Bible, is that when there's things like snow, well, anything that we see through the day can bring back remembrances of what's in God's Word. And snow brought back lots of thoughts to me as I was watching it today and on other days. And so I did a little bit of research. I love the internet, so I got on there, because you can Google just about anything, because I don't know a lot about snowflakes. I know how to make paper snowflakes, and I know they fall out of the sky, and I know God created snow. I knew that from the Bible. You know, you can find that out from the Bible even. But there was lots more to know about snow. And some of the things that amazed me was I found out that one cup of water, you were talking about too much snow out there, one cup of water makes 10 million snowflakes. 10 million snowflakes. Crazy, huh? So all that snow, that was maybe a cup of water came down today. But it sure felt like a lot more, didn't it? Yeah, yeah. And I also found out that snow actually starts by its moisture clinging to tiny pieces of dust. That's the very beginning of them forming. So even though snow looks very white and pure, and lots of places in the Bible it says, like in Psalm 51, that Jesus will make us whiter than snow. That's how clean we are going to be. No sin, no dirt, no darkness in us. Whiter than snow. Well, that's good, because actually snow's got dirt in it. It starts with dust. But then see this amount of dusty stuff in here? So what happens is moisture starts forming and it freezes. And it's also the speed that it comes through the air, through the sky, helps it form. And do you see what's happening with that dust? You can even stick your finger in there if you want. Just don't lick it, because you don't want to put that in your mouth. All right. Can you feel a little bit? It's almost freezing. Yeah, we are going to make some downstairs. Right? And look, that's only maybe, you know, a third of my cup. And Look how much it made, and there's still lots of dust down there. Well, I'm going to put the whole cup in here. How's that sound? Yeah. We'll see what happens, all right? We'll leave it for a while. Whoops. I'm a sloppy scientist here. All right, we'll let that sit for a few minutes. Well, I also went outside, and I got a cup of snow. And then it told me something else. You know, in Corinthians, when Paul was speaking to the Corinthians, they were Christians. Some had come to know Christ, but they were still messing up a lot. They were still doing a lot of bad things. And Paul was always writing to them to help them, you know, understand what was right, what was wrong, what does God want you to do. And so, you know, he talked about the body being one part. And like, if you think about, there's those 10 million snowflakes, this one cup. Now, here's a cup of snow. This is just one cup of snow. So there's 10 million snowflakes in here. But look how they're all packed together, right? But what else is in there with the snowflakes? What do you see? Yeah, you can feel it.
I see ice and grass.
Yeah, there's dirt. And there's like there's things that shouldn't be there in there too, right? Okay, you guys start counting those. You know, when you get to 1 million, you can stop. All right, just grab a few. You count a few. You can. What was that? Say that again.
I learned that if you count to 1 million when you're a child, you're turning. You'll be, like, really old. Like, let's say you were playing hide-and-go-seek and you were told to count to 1,000. I can hold that if you want. And, like, so, the, like, it took me a while, but I finally found you because the boy was counting, the girl was hiding. So, and he counted to 1 million. So he started off as a young kid, and then when he finally got to 1 million, he was an old person.
Well, that must have been what happened to a lot of these folks here. They got to 1 million, I'm thinking. All right. Well, then, yeah, maybe you won't need to count to the 10 million. Then I think the ice is going to melt on you. But anyway, back to what Paul reminded me. He talked about that we are to come together as the body of Christ. And I was also thinking with snow, if all of these snowflakes came together, what would you make with this? What could you make with this snow?
A snowboard? A snowman?
She took my idea. I thought of Minnie.
igloo?
An igloo? Snowballs? Right? If it wasn't dirty, you could make slush cone, you know, those snow cone things.
That carriage right there.
Oh, you could make some forms with it, yeah. So the thing is, those individual snowflakes disappear very quickly. Have you ever caught one snowflake on your tongue or on your nose?
It disintegrated
very fast. It disintegrated very fast. But when they all come together, they can last a little longer, and they can do some pretty significant things. So we're like snowflakes. If everybody here was a snowflake and we stuck together, then we could do some pretty awesome things in the name of God. So anyway, when you go out into the winter this year, and Pastor Kevin was saying earlier, be thankful. Be thankful. Think about what God made the snow and how awesomely crazy snow is. And do you know not one single one of these snowflakes is the same? Not one of us is exactly the same. We're all different. Now, if God created 10 million different snowflakes out of one cup of water, and he's made 10 million people, if he knows about every one of those snowflakes, he knows about every one of you. And if it takes being swirled around and having dirt stuck to them and going through tough stuff for a snowflake to form into the beautiful thing that it is, when you go through tough times, when you get dirt stuck to you, just know that God loves you more than a snowflake. And you know what? Going through that stuff, God is going to be with you to see that you grow into something more beautiful than any of these snowflakes. You are more precious to him than these snowflakes that melt away. And someday, he wants you to be home with him in heaven. You're beautiful in his sight. So never forget that. And when you feel down, you look at those snowflakes and you think, I'm worth far more than 10 million of those snowflakes out there. And you're just so much more beautiful in his eyes. Can you remember that? Okay. Well, let's get our hearts and our minds ready for when we're going to go downstairs after the coffee break, and we're going to do some more things with snow and snowflakes, and we're going to read God's word and remember how much he loves us and how significant we are. Don't worry, well, you'll get to make some of that stuff downstairs, so you just hang on. You can take it home, absolutely. So let's close our eyes, bow our heads. We're going to talk to God right now. We're so excited, Father. They're so excited, and so am I. Lord, thank you. Thank you for snowflakes. Thank you for the beauty that you create and the diversity. And thank you, Lord, that we are so precious in your sight, that you've given us in your word pictures that we can understand of how much you do love us and how significant we are to you. Thank you so much for these little ones that have come and those that have brought them to this place. And I pray, Father, that your spirit would be with us and you would help these children, especially, Lord, come to know you, come to love you, come to trust you and depend on you for their very lives. And just prepare the adults too, Lord, to dwell in your word this evening. And that you would be glorified through everything that's done in this place. And I thank you and I praise you in your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.